Drivers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling. On this Monday morning, Sophia Minert is our guest. It's not a happy Monday, Sophia. I don't know what we're expecting from fans tonight, but man, after this weekend, fairly dejected. That's how I'm feeling. I went Friday. I did my part.
It was a tough weekend. You know, certainly not the outcome that they wanted. Now with the loss yesterday and the loss over the weekend and what happened with the Phillies, for them, their magic number is down to one. So these have felt like must-win games, and now they're definitely got the backs against the wall.
Sophia, where do we go from here? Like, you know, we were just chatting around the horn here in one of our breaks. If things end in the regular season, kind of like we're expecting them to at this point, and crazier things have happened, right? Like if the Brewers went out and the Phillies lose out, the Brewers
nothing
will still get in.
Nothing crazier has ever happened.
I'm trying to be positive, but like, what can the Brewers do? It's not like they are an uncompetitive ball club without core tenants and pieces in place. They just kind of need to play better.
Yeah, and I think that's the frustrating part, right? I think for fans and certainly for the players, right? I mean, Andrew McCutchen said as much last night when we talked to him. He's like, listen, we get it. We know that the fans are frustrated. You can only imagine the level of frustration for us, you know, that it's gone this way and the weekend went that way. And, you know, they had a ton of opportunities yesterday to win it and just ultimately couldn't get it done. Cause I agree with you. I think there's a couple layers to it. They've had health issues in their starting rotation. So that really tested their pitching depth, which again, they feel really good about. Offensively, I think they feel like they have a really balanced lineup. I think they feel that they've got power up and down the lineup. That's certainly been true for them of how they've been able to win games. And they just haven't been able to put it all together consistently. And I think, you know, offensively as well, it's just, you know, you look at the homestand overall, they've only hit two home runs, you know, and they had a ton of opportunities yesterday. I think that was kind of the story in the Marlins series to me, was just a ton of pressure innings, a ton of runners on, and just like not being able to get that next hit. And those situations are really frustrating, and you know, they don't really have like a, you know, I think Willy Adames has put together a fantastic September, but he has struggled this week, and they just, you know, they don't have a lot of guys that are like hot offensively right now, you know, where you feel like that hitting can be contagious.
All right, let's end on something fun, Sophia. We saw two franchises break really long playoff droughts over the weekend. Padres clinching for the second time since 2006, and the Mariners getting in for the first time since 2001. Where were you when the Brewers snapped their drought in 08? Were you still in college? Were you working for the team yet? What was your recollection of that?
Oh, it was great. So I was at Marquette. It was my senior year. I was interning at WISN in the sports department. So I actually helped with the field coverage for that game in 2008. And that was my first exposure to kind of what that was like, which was so wild, right? It had been 26 years and CC Sabathia was just putting together this unbelievable performance. There was a lot of drama, right? That was when they had fired Ned Yost. So yeah, in 2008, I was on the field helping cover the celebration, which, you know, now in hindsight feels kind of really full circle that this is where my career has gone. But yeah, those are the fun days. Like those are the days that you want, you know. So hopefully the Brewers can get back there.
Well, it's been great talking with you this season, Sophia, and I hope it's a great offseason for you. When we get there, we're not
quite there yet. You're putting the kibosh on already? Come on, man.
Come on now.
Can we do a post-mortem next Monday at least? Jeez.
All right, fine. We'll take you anytime, Sophia. We can talk about whatever you want.
Okay, great. Yeah, no, I'm happy to do it whenever you want.
So. Sophia Minert on Brewers 360. Thank you.